May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 630. What foolish worms are we, how prone to start aside, and in our troubles flee from Jesus' wounded side, to wait on self or something base, instead of trusting sovereign grace. 630.
Thank you. Shall we read together this morning from the Gospel of Matthew? The Gospel of Matthew, reading chapter 11 to the end of verse 30 in chapter 12. Gospel of Matthew and chapter 11. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in the king's houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows, and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he hath a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a man gluttonous and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Then began he, that's Jesus, to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin, Woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee have been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your heart, your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were anhungered, and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, Have ye not read what David did, when he was an hungered, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God, and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests? Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you, that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath day. And when he had was departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out. How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then saith he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him. And he healed them all, and charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Then was brought unto him, unto Jesus, one possessed with a devil and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself, how shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except the first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil the house or his house. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious, almighty, eternal Lord God, in thy eternal purposes, Lord, thou hast gathered us together in this place, that we are gathered together on thy day, And O Lord, as we have read thy word, do search us out how we are found in thy house. O Lord, there is nothing hid from thee. We may look upon the outside of each other. There may be an outside. But, O Lord, thou knowest what is inside us each. Thou knowest our every thought. Let none be deceived, Lord, as we are gathered here, for there is nothing hid from thee. And, O Lord, thou knowest how we have come into thy house. And we pray, O Lord, it is with that desire in our heart, thou, Lord, wilt reveal thyself to us through that work and by thy power, O Holy Spirit, that there might be, O Lord, O that known in our never dying souls, that we are thine. O Lord, thou knowest how each of thy dear people have come up. The enemy of souls never far away. The cares, the concerns, the anxieties. Our wandering minds and thoughts. Those thoughts that come in concerning what might be. O Lord, and none of us know what might be. For none of us know, Lord, that time nor that hour when we'll be no more upon this earth, that time nor that hour when thou wilt come again that second time, that same Jesus shall come again. And O Lord, search us out. Are we truly amongst those born again, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit? Search us out, O Lord. By thy word and through thy word, for these things come close, having that form of godliness, denying the power thereof. So, Lord, search us, we pray. And hear those cries, O Lord, from thy crying ones. Thou knowest, Lord, maybe in that concern of whether that work has begun in the soul. Am I his or am I not? maybe that great mountain that seems to be before us. And yet, Lord, thou art able to make that mountain a plain. For there is nothing too hard for thee. But by thy power, O Holy Spirit, might thou grant us then the eye of faith to look beyond those circumstances that we are in, whether in our soul or in that path of providence, that we might look up unto thee, in whose hand are all things. O Lord, thou who art God, O Lord, might there be that known in the turmoil of our mind, and the reality and experience of it. Be still and know that I am God, and that thou art Almighty God. Thou art sovereign, all below thee, all in thy hand, thou who art that one who rulest over all things. But O gracious Lord, grant that eye of faith to look up unto thee, O Lord. For thou knowest, Lord, as we have prayed all about us, thou, O Lord, art that one that knowest what we have need of before we ask thee. And thou art that one, as the dear apostle proved thee to be, that one able to supply all our needs according to those riches in glory in thee, Lord Jesus. And O Lord, all our needs, those felt needs here, Lord, in the pulpit, the needs at the desk, the needs in the pew. Thou art that one able to supply. Thou art that one able to uphold, to strengthen, to support. So might we know, Lord, thine upholding, strengthening power, whether pulpit, desk or pew. Might thou hear the cries that go up. Oh, from thy bruised reeds, thy smoking flaxes, Lord, hear those cries. For thou to blow upon, for thou to strengthen, for thou to grant that help to go on, and to grant, Lord, that bowing of the knee to thy sovereign will, thy sovereign purpose. Thy will be done, for thou art God. Thy word declares, Thou art the Lord, Thy glory will I not give to another. So keep us, Lord, in the dust, that they might be lifted up, they might be exalted. A precious Jesus, a friend of publicans and sinners. Might thou hear that cry of thy crying one, O Lord, my friend, my all. So we lay all at thy feet. Beg the forgiveness of our many, many sins, O Lord. Oh, to know sins forgiven, for there is forgiveness with Thee. And so we pray unto Thee, O Lord, that Thou wilt put Thine arm about us now, watch over us and keep us. And O Lord, oh that souls might yet be born again in the midst. Oh might they yet, Lord, in this place, we even pray for our own little cause and the causes of truth, but might they yet, Lord, be those names in thy book, yet to be born again. Might they yet be, Lord, around this place, in our land, those whom thou hast set thy love upon from all eternity to eternity, to deliver, to save from that wrath to come, that day that is before us each. Oh, we pray, Lord, there might be that searching out this day, whether young or old, how stands the case with me? O Lord, might it be indeed, be also ready, as we ask all for thy dear name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hymn 711. Amidst the sorrows of the way, Lord Jesus, teach my soul to pray, and let me taste thy special grace, and run to Christ, my hiding place. 711.
Thank you.
As the Lord might help us, I would direct your thoughts to Matthew chapter 11, and we'll read the verses 28, 29, and 30. Come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And the words that trust in that fear of the Lord that have laid upon us are those found in the 29th verse. And learn of me. And learn of me. But dear child of God, yes, as the Lord might help us to speak of that, that his people are taught in the pathway. There is in the Lord's purposes with each one of his dear people, those loved from all eternity. In that covenant of electing love and mercy, as the scriptures declare, the truth of it. But there is also this, through those sovereign purposes of Almighty God, each one of his people brought to that reality of it in that work of grace, known where? In the heart. That work, as the Lord Jesus speaks of it, that work of the new birth, that work of the Holy Spirit, and we would speak carefully when we say these words, but I believe if you and I are his, if we know anything of these precious truths concerning the salvation of our never-dying soul, from beginning to end, that work, all of Almighty God. And it is that work, unlooked for, as the Lord spoke of it, concerning the wind bloweth where it listeth. Canst not tell the sound thereof, whither it come or whither it goeth. So is that work of the Holy Spirit. And we have here those, as the scripture speaks, of those who are brought as we have in that hymn, perhaps you've sung it, the vilest sinner out of hell that's brought to feel their need, is welcome at the throne of grace, the Saviour's name to plead. And it is all of sovereign grace, as we started to speak of it, spoke of something we trust connected, but that foundation is from all eternity to eternity, and that covenant of electing love and mercy betwixt Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that Almighty God the Father should love a people, a number that no man can number, and loved because he would love. Nothing in them to merit that love. Nothing they would do, nothing they would be. But freely loved. And as the Lord spoke of it, greater love hath that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And dear child of God, if we know anything of the love of God the Father, we would, and that love of Almighty God, it will be in that bringing of us to that place. Why me? Why me? Why such a wretch as me? And that people given unto the eternal Son as his purchased possession, as that people, as that bride, a people whose hearts by nature, as we are born dead in trespasses and sins, at enmity to that name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, he came into this world to save sinners. Came and bore that wrath of Almighty God due upon the sins of his people. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The soul that sinneth, it shall die, death and judgment, heaven and hell. That condemnation that we are in, that the Lord came to pay that price through that work and power of the Holy Spirit. That awakening, that work within, as we tried to speak just now. That work unlooked for. Why am I thus? Why these thoughts? Why these concerns? As we look back in the pathway in our lives, we can use those expressions, can we not? As we look back in the pathway, we look in our own life. That walk that we had in this world, full of love to it and the pleasures so called of it, not knowing anything that was such a thing as a pathway concerning the purposes of Almighty God. Perhaps there was those who sat under the truth, heard these things till that time. Till that time of that work began. All of Almighty God, nothing of us or of Him. And we read in those preceding verses, those words of the Lord Jesus Christ, as He thanked, "I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, revealed them unto babes." Those brought emptied of themselves. And that emptying of proud self, child of God, is that learned? We'd use those words carefully. In that school of Christ, is it not? That bringing of us to see what we are. By nature, fallen, hell-deserving sinners, and brought to cry, brought to take that name upon our lips, even that name of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. And so, who are those that come unto the Lord? Those who brought to feel their need. Those here, as we have in those words before us. Those who labour, heavy laden, burdened. Those that thirst. Those poor, needy. Those brought by that work of the Holy Spirit to feel their need. And in that work of the Holy Spirit, yes, we may sing those lines, brought a Saviour's name to plead. But as the dear Apostle Paul writes in that opening of Philippians, being confident of this very thing, child of God, this very thing, that known where in your never dying soul, for it is that work within, that He that has begun a good work in you will perform it until that day of the Lord Jesus Christ. And dear Jonah, in his rebellion, cannot cast stones, can we, child of God? In that self-willed nature that is in us. And yet brought to prove the Lord as that one merciful, faithful, brought to testify salvation is of the Lord. All of him, nothing of us. But it will be through that work and power of the Holy Spirit, that work within, that work of grace, come unto me, all ye that labour heavy laden, I will give you rest. But to know, for as we read, concerning John, those disciples that came out there, he that should come, that we look for another. That the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the blind see. And as we are, by nature, born spiritually blind, that sin of leprosy, that leprosy of sin throughout us, not able to do anything in and of ourselves. All our righteousness is, as the scripture declares, is as filthy rag. All that we would lean upon in our deceitful heart. And that those ears by nature, yes, may hear as I'm speaking now the things that are said. Where do they fall? And it is only those who are brought to feel their need that cry and plead that precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the reality of those words, may not be in those words, but the reality of it. As the Lord spoke of that publican, yes, the contrast between that Pharisee full of himself, full of a religion built upon himself, full of a capital I do this, I do that, I'm not like this one. That publican could not get further than the door. And it may be, child of God, knowing that place, could not lift up his eyes unto heaven. Smote upon his breast. And I believe, if we know anything of that, may have known it physically, but to know it in our soul, that beating upon that heart that is in us, so deceitful, desperately wicked. Through that work of the Holy Spirit, shown what it is. Nothing in and of ourselves, may have sung, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling, rock of ages, cleft for me." But that bringing of that hand emptied will be through that work and power of the Holy Spirit. Nothing of us, all of him. And that cry for mercy. What is mercy? Naturally, that word speaks of someone who has the power to condemn another for the wrong that they have done. But as that person pleads to be let go, not to suffer that punishment, pleads for mercy. And so that one who could condemn lets them go. Oh, much more. As each one of his people, not in the words as we've said, but in the reality of that cry, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." Come unto me. That one in that burden of their sins. What is sin? That that is contrary to the word of God, to the command of God, to his precepts, to his teaching. Outward sin, inward sin. As the Lord walked upon this earth, those so full of an outward religion, those Pharisees, Sadducees, those that have added much to that practice, leaning upon themselves. As the dear Apostle Paul spoke of these things, those things that he was well thought of by those around, looked upon as a good person, till that time that the Holy Spirit showed him what he was. A sinner deserving the wrath of Almighty God. As he was brought to write to Timothy, but of a truth that the Lord Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Those taught by the Holy Spirit of what they are. And as that ear and that work of the Holy Spirit, in that opening of our blind eyes spiritually, of the opening of our ears and of our mouth, and causing our feet, as it were, to turn, causing that cry unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We look back in our own life, knew nothing of what the Lord was. Yes, those who sat under the truth You may have heard of the Lord Jesus Christ, but through that work of the Holy Spirit, ringing of you, to feel that condemnation, the blackness, the darkness, the sin, what that sin deserved and deserves, the wrath of Almighty God. That Spirit's work to hear, to see, that searching out, and that ear open to His voice. That mouth brought to plead, to cry. And those eyes brought, that eye of faith, to look unto Jesus. That ear open. Come unto me. Come unto me. All ye that labour, heavy laden, in that burden of sin, in all your self-righteousness, thinking that you can earn salvation, thinking that you are a, I'd say these things lovingly, a good Christian, a good chapel goer. But it is that work and power, that work begun that tracing out may not, with that Philippian jailer, that tracing out of that time when that world, his world was turned upside down, the very ground under his feet shook. But Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened. Oh, that work of the Holy Spirit, of showing what we are, bringing us to take and cry that name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it is bringing us emptied. With my burden, I begin. Take away this load of sin. That venturing unto Him. And those that venture are those, yes, in that covenant of electing love and mercy, but in that work, in that time, that appointed time of that work of grace in their never dying soul. May sing those lines, the appointed time rose on apace, not to propose, call by grace. But O child of God, the tracing out of it, as we said, that unlooked for. Why am I thus? Why these thoughts? Why these concerns? Why this desire to go up into the house of the Lord? Why that desire now to read the word? Implanted that work of the Holy Spirit, that drawing out of that heart. Oh yes, to cry for mercy. as the dying thief was in that place. Both had railed against the Lord with all those gathered around. But now that dying thief speaking to his fellow. Seeing we are in the same condemnation, we indeed justly, but this man hath done nothing amiss. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Again, we would speak reverently, but not, as it were, add that that's not there. But did not that dying thief have a burden? Hell before him, as before us each, as we are born into this world dead in trespasses and sin. Who opened his eyes to see the Lord Jesus Christ as his only hope, his only plea? Who opened his mouth to cry unto the dear Lord Jesus? Who opened those ears, that ear of faith, that faith raised up through that work of the Holy Spirit, to cry unto that name? As we look in our own life, that name despised, that name brought to love. Come unto me, all ye that labour in your own strength, your own righteousness, heavy laden with that burden of sin, with that guilt. Emptied, for so the Lord's people are brought. Emptied of all that we would lean upon, brought to plead that precious name, even the name of the dear Lord Jesus. That name despised. That name brought to love. As with dear Newton, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. That ear open by that work and through that work of the Holy Spirit. As Newton speaks also in that hymn, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. For the Lord Jesus Christ, can we not testify, came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost? They have sung those words in the December period, lost sinners to recover, an infant was born. I once was blind, but now I see. Each one of his people all that the Father giveth me shall come unto me. And him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Who brought that dear woman with the issue of blood? Spent all of her living on those physicians. We read, grew nothing better, only worse. Dear child of God, does it not speak of me, of you? But that venturing, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. She ventured. Who caused her eyes to venture upon the Lord Jesus Christ? Who caused those feet to venture upon him? Who caused that hand to stretch out to him? That work of the Holy Spirit, that faith raised up. She touched him, made whole. Somebody touched me. Lord, you're surrounded by people, said the disciples. How can you know? Somebody. What a mercy. The Lord knoweth them that are his. From the foundation of the world, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Come unto me. Come unto me. All ye that labour heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me. And there is this also, child of God, that bringing of us. Yes, as the scripture declares, that bringing of the blind by a way that they knew not, may have heard of it, set forth in the preaching of it. But that bringing of us to walk out that way and the reality of it. And my people shall be made willing when in the day of his power, that day, all that Father give me shall come unto me. In that day, in that time, the appointed time, in that way, in that means that he will use to show us what we are, what we deserve. As that voice is brought to cry for mercy. Lord, save me. Lord, help me. Lord, deliver me. So the sinner, brought to feel their need, a Saviour's name to plead. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and I will in no wise cast out. And dear child of God, I believe there is that proving of those words and the reality and the truth of it in the salvation of our never dying soul in that work begun. but that proving of it as we walk out upon this earth, of that unchanging love and mercy of Almighty God to each one of his people. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £725, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, our friend Mr. Ridout will address the Sunday school this afternoon. Mr. Jabez Rutt is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Pocock is expected to preach next Lord's Day and also hopes to address the Sunday school. And there'll be a prayer meeting for members on Friday evening. Let us close with hymn 143. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. 143.
gracious Lord, part us now with thy blessing. Pardon that we have said or thought amiss. Grant that, Lord, by thy power, O Holy Spirit, to abide. O Lord, be with us then. Take us in safety. Go up with us this night. Go up with us this afternoon. O Lord, grant us that prayer for the coming of thy kingdom, for the salvation of sinners. Oh, we pray. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both now and forever. Amen.